Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Gary Surak is here. We're excited about that. He's the president of Surak Financial Services, a family-owned business specializing in financial planning and stuff like that. He's the author of The American Dream Revisited. Also, If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? He's one of our great Brain Trust members. Gary, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So, Gary, we just had a guy on the show recently who said young people are coming of age and going out on their own with virtually no financial literacy. And I said, you mean even more so than my generation? He says, yeah, it's worse. What do you think?
I agree with him completely.
How could it be worse?
In our generation.
We got nothing.
Well, you got to take that into account.
The good news is we also didn't have any money, so it wasn't like we were missing much.
No, we had nothing. And, you know, it's like I tell people, I still love my hot dogs, macaroni, and cheese. You know, I was good with those growing up, and
yeah,
that's what we ate, and hamburgers. It was good. So, and I still like all those things, BLTs, give me those. But here's the story. The younger generation is not getting any education at all about money. That they're learning, I don't know how they're learning, from TV, from bad examples, from people spending extravagant amounts of money. I don't really know. All I know is that when I talk to younger generation, we start talking about money, they're clueless. And it is a little scary. Now, I'm not saying we weren't clueless.
When you say they're clueless about money, what does that mean? I mean, we know they know how to spend it. What does being financially literate mean? What's the definition of that?
To me, it's meaning, where does the money come from, Jim? How do I get this money? They're spending it, but they're not earning it for the most part. Some have jobs. I won't say they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But a number of them don't have jobs. They're on allowances or whatever, and they're on. Or they just get, you know, hey, Dad, can I have 20? And you give them 20 or you give them 50. But what I'm seeing is that the idea of earning that money, appreciating that money.
That is really a big part of it. I agree with you. When you and I were growing up, we had jobs. If we got paid, we did work. Well, nobody ever just gave me money. I'm serious. My uncles, my grandparents, my parents didn't just give me money. If I had any money in my pocket, I earned it. If I did work for my grandparents, they didn't pay me. I did it because they were my grandparents. But today, right, kids, if they do anything, they have to be paid. But as you say, I mean, the teenage employment rate is way down, isn't it?
Oh, it's awful. And so here's a great example. You know, I wrote that book, If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? And the reason I wrote it, Jim, is because I wanted to put basic concepts in a very short book. It's an hour book. I call it a plane ride book. You get in Cleveland and fly to Chicago, you finish my book. So it's a short book on purpose, but the principles or concepts were key to how you get ahead with money and how you understand money and how you process money, where it comes from, why you earn it, what you do with it, how you save it. Here's an interesting story. A friend of mine owns a Custard Corner Dairy Queen, and she has this really nice business. Her biggest problem is finding high school kids that she can bring in, or even college kids, to work in the summer that are responsible and basically will do what they want to do, what she wants them to do, which is serve portions and charge the right fees. They have a hell of a time doing that, Jim. It's not rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
These are smart kids. They can't figure
it
out.
And I had to help someone the other day make change. And she admitted, she said, I don't know how to make change. She's a clerk at a cash register. She didn't know how to make change. That's really one of the scary parts to me is how can you manage your money if you don't even know how to count it?
Well, it's a big deal. I will tell you, I had an interesting situation. yesterday, a young man who is a junior in high school, this makes me happy. He comes to see me, and his father was a client of mine, had passed away and left the family a sizable amount of life insurance, so the family's been good financially. But the young man came to see me about a year ago and said, I'd like to start saving some money. I have a job and after school, and he said, I want to save $250 a month. And I said, that'd be great. So he did. Well, he came to me yesterday, and he said, Gary, he said, I need to suspend my $250 a month for a while. I'm playing soccer. I'm not able to work, and I don't want to put away money from my savings account. And I said, well, that's okay. He said, but really, he said, what I'm worried about is I'm doing my pilot's license. I want to become a pilot, and I'm $1,500 mm-hmm. short. And I said, wait. I said, you know, I know where how we solved this problem, Dominic. He said, what? I said, let's take $1,500 from all the money you saved in the last year. And he said, do we really want to do that? And I said, absolutely, Dominic. When you save money as well as you did, you use it for things that are going to benefit you. Mm-hmm. It's a great lesson.
Use your money.
$1,500.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no. You're right on, Jim. You were right on. Yeah.
Use your money to grow money. I mean, that's one of the hard lessons we all have to learn, isn't it? Is you know, you let your money make you the money, and then spend the money your money makes.
Absolutely. Well, I'll give you another one. This is why this was so.
This is why. This is why I tell people, Gary, and I'm kind of. This is kind of a weird way to be proud of this, but I tell people I'm a horrible saver. I'm probably the worst saver in the world, but I'm one hell of a mortgage payment maker. And if you live long enough, you'll make that last mortgage payment, and you'll own the property you bought.
Precisely. Let me give you a great example. You bring this up, timing's perfect. So I have a client come in the other day, and he's buying a new home, and the mortgage people told him he should do a 15-year mortgage. And I looked at him, and I said, you know, the problem with a 15-year mortgage is it's permanent. And he said, mm-hmm. what do you mean? I said, you don't have any alternatives. I said, you got to write him a check. And I said, for that amount of money for the next 15 years. And he said, well, I don't think that's a problem. I said, really? And I said, well, let me ask you something. I said, what is a 30-year run? He said, well, they didn't give me that. And I said, well, I'll mm-hmm. run one for you. So I ran a 30-year, and the 30-year was way lower. Mm-hmm. And I said, why don't we do this? Why don't we do a 30-year? You pay them that part. You give the other part to me. I'll put it in an investment for you.
It's called arbitrage. You know, you're earning more that with the extra cash that you didn't pay for the mortgage. You're earning that. That's more than the interest that we would have paid on the mortgage. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. I've got some retirement questions that I keep getting asked that I want to ask Gary after the break. Some of the new changes that are out there, 20 till the 20 after the hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.